Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars. We're talking about the future, 10 years to 20 years, which is not very far away. Anybody can remember 2013. So what low Earth orbit, LEO as David refers to it, what LEO will look like in 10 years' time? We begin with the plans of Roscosmos to create a new station beginning in 2027, anticipating the retirement or deorbiting or selling off or in some fashion decommissioning the original International Space Station. And until you've heard David's imagination of the 10 years from now, how do you picture low Earth orbit and all of these competing claims? Hotels, experimentation, of course, then there's the military, and there's always the Chinese entering into this. What do you imagine it'll look like?
Right. So for Russia, and that's what at least was declared right now for the new station, one of the kind of central features which Russians want to implement with this new space station is the so-called high inclination orbit. So that means essentially that unlike the space station of today, for example, International Space Station and other stations which Chinese and other private companies are developing, which fly roughly along, not far from the equator, plane of the equator, Russians want to do to put the station kind of perpendicular. They want the station to fly from North Pole to South Pole. So kind of, if you look at the globe, the plane of the orbit will be vertical, unlike the horizontal plane, which you look at, if you look normally at the globe as we know it. So the idea is that the station will be heavily used for observation of the Earth's surface. Of course, that we know what that implies. That, of course, implies military applications or some kind of surveillance or remote sensing science. For example, search for natural resources. But one of the very important regions, which very important for Moscow, for the Kremlin, for the political leadership in Moscow, is, of course, polar regions, in particularly North Pole. We know that Russians are investing very heavily there. They're building bases there. So that station will have this exotic orbit, which never been used actually by the orbital human occupied station. So that will allow them to observe this area and to be over that region for prolonged periods of time. So practically every hour, every orbit, they will be overflying this Arctic region. And that will be, of course, since they choosing this very unusual orbit, by the way, which will come at a very high price in terms of payload, which you can deliver there, because the farther north you go, the more expensive it's to fly. So we can assume that that's the main application of that station, is looking at Earth, doing remote sensing, and of course, military applications.
David, in your conversations about space stations in low Earth orbit, is anyone else considering Arctic and Antarctic, polar orbits?
I've not heard that, but what I hear the real main focus is cislunar space, which is the space between Earth and the moon, is to commercially start to traffic that and to develop that, to develop economic opportunities on the moon and in the orbits around the moon, and to have commercial routine traffic with tugs that can change orbit and go from station to station or location to location. So I'm hearing the focus on this, what is called cislunar space, Earth to moon space. I've not heard anything about polar orbits yet.
And David, when you talk to those who think of commercial space stations, have they thought through, do they have the the capital for it? Do they have the investor class? Are they counting on going to Wall Street? Anything like that?
A couple of them have gotten huge $100 million-plus NASA awards to do this. And others are privately funded. Axiom has a special arrangement with NASA for funding because they want to build modules that free fly with the ISS and then go off on their own when the ISS is decommissioned. So right now there's an enormous amount of government money flowing into most of these organizations, but they say they're raising private capital. And that even in the down economy, which we're experiencing, capital is still flowing into these projects. So I've not heard about funding shortages yet.
Anatoly, does Russia have a cislunar plan in the future?
Well, Russia actually had, before the space station project, Russia actually had the lunar exploration program, which included, was one of the elements was the cislunar habitat. However, it was eventually replaced in the past 4 or 5 years. It was replaced with the Earth orbiting space station just because of the budgetary constraints. They finally realistically admitted that they simply cannot afford to go into the deep space, to the moon. So at this point, they have plans. They have something in on a drawing board, let's put it this way, but not in an actively funded and approved government program.
That introduces the unknown of China and Russia working together. There were announcements in these last years of a planned lunar colony. Are there plans about sharing either low Earth orbit or cislunar space with China and Russia?
Well, on the paper, yes. In the press and in official statements, they always declare this intention to do this. But in practice, we do not see this. And in fact, we actually see China building the way China builds its space station is to demonstrate its complete independence from anybody else. And unlike NASA, which essentially used Russian technology is irreplaceable because in International Space Station, Russian and American segments, they cannot substitute each other. They essentially depend on each other. China essentially built its space station that it's fully independent. It's has no, at this point, actually no involvement from Russia or from any other country. And if you look at the designs of the Russian space station, which they right now are planning, it's also fully independent and has no involvement, at least in the critical path of engineering, in engineering aspects of that station. They might have tourists, they might have some commercial users potentially, but as a architecturally, it's an independent project.
Anatoly Zak, who keeps the Russian space web, right now what Anatoly confirms is that the new leader of the Roscosmos program, the world's oldest, most successful manned space program, which will be in the history books 100 years from now, has plans to begin to launch a new Russian space station in 2027 with a new Russian booster, the Angara. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Bachelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.